Dr. Hubble, and this is In Trouble with Hubble. Now, the House Resolution 1 will take all of the things the Democrats did to steal the election from Donald Trump in 2020 and make it into federal law. This bill includes things like mandatory mail-in ballots, ballots without postmarks, and late ballots. And, of course, voting in precincts where you do not live. And this will also make sure that states cannot verify signatures because they will be blocked from doing so. But here's an example of why mail-in ballots are so bad and why they made the 2020 election such a nightmare and so easy for the Democrats to steal. In 2020, states like Nevada and New Jersey sent ballots to anyone on the registration list, despite them having many errors in their voter rolls. The Public Legal Foundation documented thousands of ineligible registrations in Nevada alone, and ballots were sent to casinos, liquor stores, vacant lots, and even abandoned mines. And also, there were many states that had more votes than were registered voters. And if you were watching the 2020 election, did you notice there was this oh shit moment when the Democrats and everyone else thought Trump was going to win? I mean, I know it was an oh shit moment for us, but all of a sudden they stopped counting and a lot of key red states turn blue. But back to HR 1. This bill will also make it to where any lawsuits that challenge the constitutionality of this law can only be filed in one court, the federal court in the District of Columbia. And all oppositions must be consolidated into one brief, with only one attorney being able to argue the case. So you'll have to go all the way to the Capitol just to challenge the constitutionality of this bill. And it grants automatic intervention to any legislators that want to join in the fight against the lone opposition. And it criminalizes anyone who uses the state laws to question the eligibility of registrations wrongly. And the penalty is up to 1 year in prison per instance, which means per case. But what this means is if you lose, you get the penalty up to 1 year in prison. So not only does this bill make it a lot harder to challenge the constitutionality of it, it makes it a criminal offense to do so if you lose. But see, I don't think this is about you or I. I think this is about Donald Trump. See, he has won 15 lawsuits already. And if this bill were to pass, not only would it make it a lot harder for him to file any more lawsuits, they would more than likely try to put him in jail. But just because this is about Donald Trump doesn't mean it ends with him. They'll come after us next, conservatives, conservative politicians, and especially conservative content creators. This bill also includes criminalizing false statements about the qualifications to vote. These so-called false statements are also banned from being published, and the Justice Department decides whether the statement is false or not, and their attorneys will, of course, bring the charges against you. But this law also provides a private right of action to individual complainantes to drag the speakers to court. And this would, of course, be a merciless weapon against political opponents. And not only that, but this is also an infringement on our freedom of speech. But enough about that. Do you remember when all this COVID stuff was just happening and mail-in ballots were proposed? And we were told they'd be here on election day, which of course was not true. And it became election month when they stopped counting and kept receiving more and more and more ballots. But this bill makes that, of course, worse. Mail-in ballots must be counted on election day and 10 days later. And this bill also allows states to add extra time to that window. But the problem with this is not only will there be massive voter fraud, this contradicts the federal mandate that was passed in the 19th century to have a single election day. And the reason this was passed is so that the states could not suffocate the federal government by simply not holding elections. But there's more to HR 1. There will be unlimited ballot harvesting, which they will have a third party do, which I think we all know just means Democrats. And they can help gather up, and they can also help fill in ballots. Then drop them off at a polling station or other designated location. And do you remember the story of the postal worker that said he was driving pre-filled ballots from New York to Pennsylvania? You don't think that's going to happen again, but on a much more massive scale? And not to mention, they'll be able to segregate ballots too. And back to what I said earlier, they can help fill in ballots. And I don't know about you, but I don't want someone else filling in my ballot. I mean, imagine you go to vote and they turn you away because they say you've already voted because someone else filled in your ballot. Well, something very similar to this did happen in the 2020 election. A woman in Houston was turned away because she was told she had already voted when she, of course, had not. And if this were to pass, the Democrats will try to steal any and every election and make this a one-party state. But I don't think this bill is going to pass. I think the worst thing that's going to happen is we're going to have to endure an illegitimate president for 4 years. Now, just because we have an illegitimate or bad president does not mean you shouldn't be proud to be an American. Since 1776, we have been doing more to advance the human race than any other country. We have saved countries from communist tyranny. We are pioneers and inventors and full of potential, every single one of us. And I don't think we realize just how much good this country has done in the world. And just how lucky we are to live here and to be Americans. There are people that immigrate here all the time and even defect from communist countries because of how great this country is. Because of the promise of freedom to do as you please and to make something of yourself. That in this country, every one of us, created equal, has the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And in this country, whether you're a born citizen or an immigrant, you can start your own business or choose a career, choose a field you want to have a career in. And you can do all of this in the United States, not to mention we have a rich history to be proud of. But that's it for this show In Trouble with Hubble, and I'll see you in the next one.
I detect a little communism. I can see it in the things you do. Communism, socialism, call it what you like. There's very little difference in the two. Now, ain't I right?